More of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy.
That means the markets are officially open for trading on this Wednesday. And once again, they're in the green. They're a little happy today. The Dow's up about 35. The S&P is up 2 right now. And the NASDAQ up over 6,000. It's up 8 right now. So looks like we're getting a fairly decent start. I think there's a little bit of anticipation about what's going to come out this afternoon when Donald Trump brings out his tax reform plan. You know, could always go the other way. You never know with the market. And as we always know, no one has a crystal ball, because if you know where that market's going to close this afternoon, give us a call and tell us, because we want to know. Charles, we were talking right before the break. We were going through some of the earnings, and I came across Costco, because they're going to do a $7 per share special dividend. And you wanted to talk a little bit further about that.
So I love special dividends, and the reason is, to me, it's a very responsible way to take care of your shareholders. And I'll give you an example. There's two business development companies I own. One is mm-hmm. Prospect Capital. One is Main Street Capital. I like both for different reasons. With Main Street Capital, what they always do is they pay a relatively modest monthly dividend. But then once or twice a year, depending on how profits were, if they find that profits were better than expected or just had a really bumper year, they just pay out a huge special dividend. So it's sort of like getting a bonus. Like you get your normal paycheck and you get a bonus at the end of the year. It's kind of a nice way of doing it, because then if they hit a rough patch where, you know, the profits just weren't there, they're in a transitional period, whatever, they don't ever have to cut the regular dividend, because that regular dividend, when you cut that, that sends a horrendous signal to Wall Street. Your stock gets obliterated. It's a real mess, and you want to avoid that. Prospect Capital tended to be a bit more aggressive on their regular monthly dividend. They tried to keep that as high as possible, and their thinking was, hey, you know, let's reward our shareholders, let's get them a high dividend. Well, the problem is, whenever that hit a rough patch where their investments were just not doing as well or what have you, they would have to cut the dividend, and then they would, of course, infuriate the shareholders that they were, you know, in theory, looking out for. So it's the special dividend is just a really nice, responsible way to show your shareholders that you care about them, you're taking care of them, you're out, you know, you're looking for their interest, but you're not, you know, you're not being irresponsible. You know, you're not mm-hmm. paying out, you're not obligating yourself to make future dividend payments that you may or may not be able to afford.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles. I saw an article this morning, and we were talking about this before the show this morning. And, you know, there's always those stocks that everybody likes in those sectors where everybody's pouring in and buying themselves like the darling. I know I have my few. Everybody does. But because everybody else is in them might be a good reason for some investors to not be in them and back off. And so Credit Suisse, they come out every quarter, I guess it is, with a report. And it's pretty much, they call it the darlings of active managers or the carving up of the consensus, whatever. They're not predictions now, folks. They're just looking at what they think are the overcrowded sectors. And, you know, this has nothing to do with the stocks are going to crash or anything like that. It just kind of pretty much puts it out there, some of the really popular sectors and the stocks that are in them, and maybe they're too high. I don't know. But Charles, one of the ones that came up, one of the sectors, was in the chip industry. And, you know, everybody likes those semiconductor companies for a couple of different reasons. You know, they either think that they're the volatile sales and the inventory cycles, you know, have smoothed out. And the other is that, you know, you've got all this M&A going on right now. But there would be some downside to these, because they are pretty cyclical.
Yeah, so before we talk about the semis specifically, I would say, you know, the general idea is whenever you see a crowded trade, it mm-hmm. is risky. And the reason is, if, you know, quote, everybody is already in the stock, then there's nobody left to buy it to push it higher. Now, I know that sounds simplistic, but there is some truth to that. If everybody and their uncle already owns a stock and they've already maxed out their allocation to it, where is the buying pressure going to come from to send it higher? Because remember, what makes stocks go up? When you have more buyers than sellers bidding it higher. what makes stocks go down when you have more sellers than buyers bidding, pushing it down. So, when the stock is overowned, you lack that buying pressure, that potential buying pressure to push it higher. Now, that's somewhat hard to measure, but when you do see every hedge fund in town or every mutual fund in town all owning the same stock, that does give you reason to pause. The second issue is when everybody is just in love with a stock and is convinced it can do no wrong, it's priced to deliver just perfect results. It's priced for perfection. So if they have even the slightest stumble where, they could still be growing, they could be growing like gangbusters, but they're growing, instead of growing at 10%, they grew at 9.5%. That can be enough to chop the stock price down because people were expecting perfect and they got just a little bit less than perfect. So that's why you should always be a little bit concerned when a stock is very, very popular. It doesn't mean you should automatically sell it. It just means, hey, have realistic expectations, keep your position sizes reasonable, and, don't go out on a limb there. But, on to semis, semiconductors, I was in this sector a couple of years ago. I've been out for a while because, to me, before it was just rock bottom cheap and nobody wanted it and it was great for a value investor like me. When they started getting popular, I just didn't see the value anymore. I mean, they may go higher, we'll see. But that's a very cyclical industry and it's one that I wasn't really comfortable getting into without a very wide margin of safety, which I don't see today.
And Credit Suisse, where they see the really crowded trades, that would be like in an Intel, Qualcomm, MKS Instruments. And by the way, folks, obviously these aren't recommendations. We're telling you, you definitely want to do your homework on all of this stuff. That's why we're talking about it. Another sector was software services. And, we have become so technologically advanced. I would think there'd be a lot of room for growth there.
Well, this is a great sector, and this is one that this is funny. This list is almost like the list of stocks that Charles Sizemore used to own.
Okay.
They mentioned Microsoft specifically.
Right.
I did really well on Microsoft. Microsoft is a stock I held for many years. I sold it. Good night. It's probably been a year since I sold it because I really felt it was just fully valued. I mean, to me, a year ago, the stock looked like it was, not dangerous, not in bubble territory or anything, but it looked like the move had been made, the stock was fully valued, it was just no longer cheap anymore. Now, Microsoft is, we think of them as, Windows and Office and all that, but they're actually Amazon, one of Amazon's biggest competitors in the in the cloud services. So Microsoft's a big deal. I mean, their cloud services business, that is the future, and it's kind of a two-horse race right now between them and Amazon. Amazon's bigger, and Amazon's leading the race right now, but Microsoft's a worthy competitor there. Now my thinking is it's just all of this play, the play on the cloud, software services in the cloud, all that stuff. It's just kind of, it's long in the tooth at this point. It's an old trade. It's a crowded trade. I would be reluctant to put any real money into that trade right now.
Are there some of the other companies that they think are a little overcrowded? Are Alphabet, which of course is Google, Facebook, Salesforce, and Take-Two Interactive Software. But it was interesting, Charles, they mentioned Netflix. I don't think of Netflix necessarily as a...
That's ticker spam. I know what they're doing because I've done it myself. They just wanted to include Netflix in the article so that people like looking for Netflix would find the article.
Okay.
I know the game.
I'll tell you,
I've done it myself.
We've got a couple of other sectors that we're going to take a look at. Are any of these stocks in your portfolio, and are they overvalued at this time? You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. We'll be back after these important messages.